All right, lock the door, John, and strap Brendan into the high chair.
Right.
It's time for some number crunching.
Might I congratulate you, Minister, on ensuring no budget leaks this year?
It was a good idea not to tell John anything.
What? How dare you accuse me?
Shush, John, we're not all here. Shouldn't the Taoiseach be along?
Miranda's not all there either.
No.
Best we don't trouble him with this stuff. Sure, isn't this how he gets on so well with the lads in Europe? They don't talk turkey, you see.
No.
He just stands behind Angela in the photos and the French lads ruffle his hair.
So what's in the budget, Minister? How bad is it going to be?
I know, it's a positive document.
Ooh.
I've been up all night coming up with incentives to boost the economy.
Such as?
The motor industry. Scrappage bonus payments for all new cars bought in 2014.
Lovely.
Provided they're BMW, Audi, Mercedes, Porsche, or Opel.
But they're all jerks.
Old reliable. €2 off a bottle of wine.
Ooh.
Rieslings only.
Riesling, but that's in West Germany.
Energy costs will be slashed in half.
Half?
Due to massive investment in green power.
Very good.
Namely, the nuclear power plant in Baden-Baden.
Nuclear? That's not very green.
You will be if you start drinking the water in Baden-Baden.
I can't help but think this isn't all your own work, Minister.
A 5-year plan to boost the forestry sector.
Ooh.
Black Forest Ghetto sector.
I'm sorry.
There'll also be a little surprise with a new voucher system for children's allowance.
Really?
But you can use the vouchers in Aldi as well as Lidl.
Ah, here!
This isn't your budget at all. It's written by Merkel.
Yeah.
Not at all. Not at all.
Yes, it is.
Mark my words. It's all mine own camp, I can tell you.
This is ridiculous. Who really is the boss?
You go, boss, baby.
There isn't one thing here that wasn't written by the Germans, Michael.
Of course there is. The teachers hate us. So that's why I come up with a multi-million euro school improvement scheme.
Well, it does say you're going to demolish 500 schools in disrepair.
And to further improve the education system, we'll request that ASTI teachers stay indoors during the demolition.
For goodness sake.
Let me down from the high chair. I'm finished with this.
I'm going for a G&T.
You can't leave until we translate this last bit.
Forget it.
What does Esverd keine Gnade geben mean?
There will be no mercy.
Oh, feck it.
Norris's Ark, Captain's Log, Day 104. After several weeks navigating stormy waters, at last conditions have calmed considerably. This morning, Senator Ronan Gollum sent out his pigeon again, and finally it returned to us with an olive branch in its beak.
My precious.
After we'd shot it and washed it down with some fizzy orange, the crew prepared to make landfall.
Land ahoy.
Still, they remain uneasy, for Delma Helim still hasn't found her ticket, and her insistence on dining in the officer's mess has irked the other passengers.
Don't you know who I am?
Not least Regina Doherty, who in spite of enduring a very wet weekend here, can't decide now whether to stay or go.
Crucify her!
Catherine Zappone's another one who's very restless.
What the hell?
She misunderstood the instruction about being allowed on the Ark 2x2 and mistakenly believed she would enjoy the same full 2x2 rights as the other senators.
I have rights!
Sure, I could have told her that. I've a pain in my fanny fighting for 2x2s in this place.
Withdraw that remark.
I fear reaching dry land, however, as there are suggestions that I should work for nothing, that I should, at my age, join some ghastly job-rid scheme or some such. It is a scandalous suggestion.
Shame.
Although Mark McSharry said I wouldn't actually work for nothing, but that I would get nothing for being in the Senate, which is entirely different. I thought they meant actual work, like gardening or working in an office or something. For my part, I look forward now to shaving my beard off, which I shall do discreetly and with enormous dignity on the Ray Darcy Show.
Shave or die, well done.
Possibly in a gunj tank, whilst twerking.
Thank you.
Fair sailing, my beauty. Land ahoy. Captain Norris, October 11th, aboard the HMS Wallop.
All right, looking ahead to Ireland versus Germany in Cologne, and it's fair to say, gentlemen, that we're expecting nothing short of a complete shambles,
Yes, Ireland are poor, Bill. They're a desperately poor side, but they weren't as poor as I was when I was growing up in Drumcondra. We were so poor, we had to save up to be poor.
All right, we'll spare your stories for the late, lad. Let's stick to the match.
I have to agree with you there, Bill.
But did I mention that I instigated the first programme for national recovery?
I know.
Which T.K. Whittaker in 1957.
Right, Eamon.
I founded the PDs.
That's off the point.
I freed Nelson Mandela.
All right.
And Brian Keenan.
In a moment.
And Brian Keenan, who wouldn't even buy me a drink afterwards.
Just stick to the football there.
Thank you, John.
Sorry, yeah.
No.
Regarding the match tonight, Bill, he has to go, Bill.
Who?
Noel King has to resign. He's a disgrace as a manager.
But he's going after Tuesday anyway.
No, he has to go now, Bill. Now. He's delivered nothing.
Eamon.
And he's not even in acknowledgements of my book.
But how would we get a replacement between now and Tuesday?
Get Davy Coe says hello.
Who?
Get Martin King. Get Billy Jean King. Dig up Nat King Cole. Get a King Charles Spaniel. Anybody with Noel King.
I disagree there. I think we can beat the Germans, Eamon.
Noel King way. All right.
You're trying to sell a book there.
How dare you, Johnny? John.
Well, you are.
How dare you? You've known me 50 years.
Well,
and you know I wouldn't say something for the sake of it just to get publicity
for
my autobiography, The Rocky Road. So I'm leaving the studio.
I'll sit down there. You've dropped your pen, Eamon, now.
Yes. The very pen I used to pen The Rocky Road, which is published by Penguin. Price $18.99 in all good bookshops.
Yeah.
Some crack ones as well. And Amazon.com.
Okay,
and I'm
going to
leave
the
studio.
We have to focus on the match. Come on now, settle down, for goodness sake.
You're right, Bill. That was a waste of book selling time.
Yeah.
I tell you, we're going to get destroyed on Ballinger tonight.
Yeah.
Ballinger. Who does he play for again? Bayern Munich, is it?
Ah, for Christ's sake.
Ah, you dropped your pen again there, Eamon.
Oh.
And it nearly took my head off, like.
I've been working on the railroad.
Oh, who's there? Who is it?
Taoiseach, it's time to slop out.
Oh, my eyes.
Stop that.
The bright light hits my eyes like a wallop, Leo.
You really ought to stop going on about that. Nobody has any sympathy for you, Taoiseach.
First the people give me a wallop.
Mm-hmm.
Then Joe Schmidt gives me one in the face. Fickin' Egypt was attempting a solo.
You were warned by the handlers.
Huh?
Stay away from those solo runs or you'll get another good wallop.
Last week I was an autocrat.
Mm.
This week I'm an auto twat. How can so much change in a week, and they're laughing at me for not taking part in that bloody debate.
Not half as much as they would have laughed had you shown up for the actual debate itself.
Mickey Martin sniggering away at me. I will challenge Martin or any other party leader.
What?
To a bicycle race all the way to Achill.
But in keeping with the communique from the Troika, you'll be using a tricycle from now on.
Ugh. Do you have a torch, by the way? I can't find that yoke.
What, the remote control?
No.
You know the handlers forbid television of any...
No, the thing. Richard Bruton.
Oh.
I put him over there beside the Jobs 2 years ago. The Jobs have vanished and there's been no sign of Richard Bruton ever since.
Well, we won't be seeing him again for a while.
No?
Solitary confinement.
Oh.
Next door to Phil Hogan. Terribly sad.
Oh, poor Phil.
Yeah.
I heard they might be putting him down.
Oh, no. He's going to live on a farm in Brussels for a very long time. Anyway, visiting time is over.
Wait,
I have to go.
Wait, you didn't tell me about the budget. I must be involved.
You're not much good with numbers, Taoiseach. Remember the 20 million saving in the Shannon? So
I meant, shouldn't I be there to photobomb Noonan with the briefcase?
There's always a risk someone will ask you a question.
Or I could do air punches with members of the media.
Look, the handlers will sedate you and bring you up for a few hours on Tuesday.
Will I get to speak?
No, you just get to sit there next to Noonan and smile when he says words with three syllables or more.
Huh?
That'll make you look intelligent.
Oh.
I have to go, Taoiseach.
Oh. Okay, bye, Leo.
Happy birthday, dear Jerry.
Okay.
Happy birthday to you.
Gourmet and Margaret Galer.
Why don't you make a wish, Jerry? Make a wish.
What'll I wish for? World peace?
Seriously, Jerry. 65. Don't you wish you had more free time now?
Yeah.
Maybe to spend with your family. Not all of them, obviously.
Well, sure, you're all my family. What would I do with myself if I didn't have ye?
Maybe gardening.
Well, Pierce, we all know the less digging up I do, the better.
Well, maybe now is the time for you to turn your hand to a bit of DIY, Jerry. You know, you were always good with the homemade end of things.
Oh, well, I'm far too busy with my constituency work and the leadership of the party to be putting up shelves with respect.
Well, maybe it's time you step back from all that a little bit.
Huh?
Make a bit more time for yourself. Treat yourself. Maybe have a spa.
Sure, don't I already have one of those? And here he is, Angus.
How is he?
Angus, what have we got there? That's not. Is that a present for me, isn't it?
It is, Jerry, yes. Happy retirement from all of us.
Happy retirement, Jerry. Oh,
congratulations.
No, sure, I'm not. Hold on. Is this package ticking?
Yeah, it is. It's actually...
Get down, everyone!
What?
On the floor!
Right.
Get out!
Well, get down!
It's a carriage clock, Jerry.
What? What?
On your retirement.
All right, all right. Everybody up again. Cargaloro. Okay, here, Angus. You can hang on to that.
Scary.
Give it to me if I ever do decide to retire. No, who's for cake? It looks absolutely... hang on a second. There's some of it missing there. Happy what?
Sorry. I couldn't wait, Mum.
Oh, Mary Lou.
I ate the decorative rifle.
You what?
It's delicious.
That wasn't even edible. Oh, for heaven's sake. Definitely not retiring now.
No more 24.
We're getting really good support, Deborah.
Well, people love doctors, and they love junior doctors in particular.
Right, I think they know how hard we work, even if they don't know how much we're paid.
Yonks.
Yeah, yonks. Can't wait to be charging £200 for a 10-minute consultation. Oh, damn.
Oh, God. Are you all right?
Oh, I've tripped over that damn placard that Nigel left there. I think I've sprained my ankle.
Oh, dear. Are you in pain?
Oh, pain. I haven't been in this much pain since the scrum collapse in the school's final 7 years ago. Give me a hand, please, Debs.
Sorry, Fionn. No can do.
What?
Solidarity and all that.
Oh, for God's sake, Deborah. Randolph, help. Dorian, I'm in agony. Will one of you help me?
Oh,
well...
No.
Anyone?
This
is pathetic. I need a doctor. I need a...
Well, hello there, children. I just happened to be passing. Maybe I can help.
No.
I'm a doctor.
Oh, God. No, Dr. Riley.
No?
Thank you very much. I think I can manage. Thanks.
Ah, that's a pity. I was just sharpening my knife. It's blunt after cutting all your wages. But if you have any trouble, drop into Balbriggan.
Balbriggan?
There's going to be a state-of-the-art clinic there very soon.
Oh.
Good luck now.
No more 24. Right. I just read this, do I, Bill? Right. Hello there, and a very good evening to you. This is Mary Finucane appealing to the Minister for Finance not to increase the price of cigarettes in next week's budget. Now, I enjoy a smoke as much as the next 1950s docker, but the huge increase in the price of a packet of 20 over the past few budgets has made this everyday pleasure an unaffordable luxury. Right. I wouldn't mind, but when you think about the amount we smokers already contribute to the exchequer in excise duties, money that can be invested in other areas like the health system, for example, and I do beg your pardon, then you could see how pricing smokers out of the market is not just penalising the social smoker, it's also hurting the whole economy as well. Also, if one in two smokers will die from a smoking-related illness, then just consider how much money we're saving the government in pensions and Specsaver vouchers and winning streak tickets and country music tickets and funding that nationwide programme and Farah trousers and on and on and on. Isn't that right, Bill? I'm Mary Finucane, and I endorse this message. Okie dokie, Bill.
Callan's Kids!
This episode is on the radio player, although it's online, so strictly not a radio player. Caveat emptor. Back after the break, so don't move the dial. Thank you.
Callan's Kids!
This episode is on the radio player, which shall never be abolished. I love this. I would do it for free. Wait, I'm only joking, I swear. Oh, I've made abolish of them.
I shall be released.
Oh, Leo, is that you again?
Hello.
Shatter, I hear your wings in the darkness. Speak to me, a beast.
Ah, good evening, Taoiseach. Are you still locked up down here?
I am locked up in a cave like Batman.
He wasn't locked up.
Who?
Anyway, I like to come here during the daylight hours myself to escape the evil sun rays.
They do let me out for an hour of a Sunday. The handlers. I saw Love Hate last week. Mighty.
I know what happens in the end of that programme.
What?
The Garda Commissioner told me.
Who? I don't want to know. Don't spoil it on me. The handlers show it to me so I can see what it's like up there. I'm telling you, I'm better off down here, Shatter. It's a mad world up there.
Ooh. Ooh. There was one disgusting scene in particular.
Oh, I think I know what you're on about, Shatter.
Mm-hmm.
It was the scene where your man...
I don't even like saying the word,
ooh,
although it does appear in my novel Laura quite a bit.
Well, Tommy was on his own, and before you knew
I find it embarrassing. arousing to even think about it, Taoiseach.
Imagine watching it with the family. It was really...
Oh, it shook me to the core of my stomach.
And we both know what he had in his hands. It was...
Enough, Taoiseach, enough.
It was the...
A cigarette.
What?
On television. Oh. Smoking. What a filthy habit. Good thing Dr. Wiley is on top of that filth, polluting the minds of our children.
Where are you going, Shatter? Come back.
I have to join Dr. Wiley in the Dole Bar.
You lucky things. Have a tin of lilt for me, will you? Or a fizzy orange.
Oh, I'm not drinking up there.
No?
Riley's giving me the keys to the blood bank. I have to make a withdrawal. Tally-ho.
Oh, you're after whacking me with those blasted wings, Shatter. Oh, I keep getting walloped.
Sorry.
Claudine, darling, I've done it. I've learned the Italian at last. Now I can convert, I can talk to the manager.
But honey...
Scry, innit? Teacher said I've done brilliant. Why'd you hear this now, Claudine? Just get the number here. Uno, dos, tres.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
Hello, Noel King speaking.
Buongiorno, hey, Robbie.
Sorry, what?
Oh, imparto italiano.
I haven't the faintest clue what you're on about.
Sono andato a scuola. Grande partita stasera.
Who is this?
Robbie.
Yeah, Roy, don't be wasting me time.
Prego.
God, you get some weirdos.
Ugh. How did you get on, honey?
Don't know, Claudine. Don't think Noel speaks Italian after all, me brother.
Oh, sorry, honey. Maybe you could ask if they do English classes.
Yeah, thanks, love.
Jaden, darling.
Yeah, ma'am.
We have a bit of a problem on your Holy Communion Day.
Am I not making it?
Well, you see, didn't we buy tickets to go to Crow Park to see One Direction?
Oh, yeah?
And didn't we pay out a deposit on the limo to take us around the neighbours and your aunties and uncles on your Communion Day? Not to mention booking the photographer and the hotel and the helicopter trip.
Oh, yeah.
So what are we going to do?
Didn't you say the tickets for One Direction and stuff cost about €200?
Yes.
And didn't you say the limo and all cost €600?
Yes.
And then you said if all my aunties and uncles and neighbours and friends and all fork out 50 brick each, we clear a grand.
Yes.
Well, then if we skip the concert and go to communion, we'll be €400 up.
Who's my clever little Jaden? Thank God for your brains.
What's God?
This week on The Works with me, John Kelly. Just when you thought Fair City couldn't get any more cat, in walks Cleo, the feline star who was shot dead in Love Hate, back in a Carrickstown scene involving Bella, a Lewis and a sardine.
Where's me cat gone? Where's me cat? No!
Donal Skeen brings his fringe to the Dublin Fringe Festival with his one-man show, Heating a Tin of Peas.
Whoa, I got peas all over my hair again. I'll just have to go surfing to get it out. Does anyone know how to turn on the gas? Look, let's just have toast instead. Now, is it number one or number five? What does the snowflakey thing do?
We preview how many different facial expressions Claire Danes will make in the next episode of Homeland. And we go behind the scenes on the Today Show with Di O'Shea and Maura Duran.
Right, well, we have the makeup room here. In between the water cooler and the cameraman.
Don't forget the kettle.
Oh yeah.
The kettle's great.
I tell you, we love filming this in Cork. You know, it used to be a garage.
Still is. But we really love it. I love the drive actually, Di.
That is great, yeah. I take the bus. Every day. Yeah. From Galway. I love it.
That's The Works tonight on TG Car Plus One at 5 a.m. Because the bosses think TV shows about art are elitist and nothing but a talking shop and should be abolished in favour of 24-hour GA programming or Heartbeat of Hope or a song written by Brendan Graham. A tout à l'heure, mes chers amis, if you haven't immigrated by now.
This is Miriam and Claire appealing to the Minister for Finance not to reduce child benefit in Budget 2014.
Child benefit does help those most in need, except for a greedy few who don't know when to stop popping them out like Sigourney Weaver in Alien.
It's important to keep child benefit at its current level, especially for women who get pregnant at the wrong time in their careers because they're so young and so naive.
Child benefit could be reduced for those on enormous salaries though, especially those who are on the verge of collecting the pension at the same time. same time.
Paternity leave is far too short. I mean, only a year. Some girls are just too weak to return to work for at least 5 years.
Child benefit is for full-time mums, not those who would leave Hollis Street on a drip to attend the opening of a tub of Ben and Jerry's in the Shelburne, wearing the same blue dress she's had on since the 97 general election.
So, Minister, have a heart for us, the busiest women in the world.
And urge elderly women to cover up. I've seen less cleavage during breastfeeding lessons.
Genuinely. Mita Kulu. This is Dr. Ava Osman with an urgent appeal to the Minister for Finance. Michael, if you had followed stage one of my carrots and cabbage diet, you would still have your hair. You have got to cop yourself on. Now, tighten your belt. But you would need a fortnight of just wheatgrass and grapefruits to clean you out before moving down a belt notch. You have got to cop yourself on. Too much carbohydrate on your plate. You keep telling us to share the burden, but you will not share your chocolate. Cop on. It's about time to clamp down on the old reliables like chips, Tato, Fizzy Orange and Catherine Thomas. She is too skinny. She needs to cop herself on. That's why I'm leaving Operation Transformation. I'm off to help those who are serious about their diets, the church, but they need more fish and fewer loaves. Join me on Vatican TV for Operation Transubstantiation, hashtag copping on. Kitos moi moi.
Okay, now, if you raise your leg a little higher there, little Mickey, and just hold it... And pulse.
I have a pulse, all right. Big Mickey, it's racing away here. I might keel over and he's like...
Small movements, little Mickey. If you don't have proper control over your core, you'll never be able to hold yourself up in the house on Tuesday. Think of it as a marathon, not a sprint.
I thought you said it was pilots, Big Mickey.
Pilates, little Mickey. Pilots are what pass out on small airplanes, obliging you to land them yourself, even though you haven't got a clue what you're doing. Eh? Which, come to think of it, isn't a million miles away from where we are now.
Can I stand up? Yes, Big Mickey.
No, we haven't done the plank yet.
I thought you said we weren't doing news talk till after the budget, Big Mickey.
The Pilates plank. Now come up on your elbows and lift your whole body like me. Lift, lift.
I don't see how this is going to help me respond to Michael Noonan. I bet he isn't planking right now. No, Big Mickey.
Well, he will be if Angela Merkel doesn't like his calculations. Anyway, this is about stamina, core strength, and building yourself up to so that when you get to your feet on Tuesday, you're going to look the part, little Mickey.
Brian Cowan never went in for any of this kind of carry on at all, did he?
That's certainly true. He was more of a going forward lunges sort of man. this is the very latest in fitness technology, feng shui for the anatomy, if you know.
I still don't understand why it's so important how I look on Tuesday.
I told you, little Mickey, when you've nothing of any importance or interest to say, the least you can do is to look good when you're not saying it.
Alright. Going forward.
In a world ruled by information and leaks comes a man with strange blonde hair and a funny accent. From the producers of WikiLeaks movie The Fifth Estate comes The Ghost Estate, starring Miriam O'Callaghan as Mick Wallace.
How's she cutting? You can give those bondholders a haircut if you like, but get away from me with them there scissors. Genuinely, yeah, who are you?
It's one man's battle against the establishment and his race for the girl of his dreams.
Here, Mick, hold me sausage roll. I'm going to the Jacks.
I love when you talk dirty to me, Claire. What a ride.
The Ghost Estate has wowed critics. The Irish Times.
Miriam's hair is perfect for Mick, even if she is a lousy actress. Genuinely.
The Independent.
Claire Daly is brilliant as Claire Daly.
The Irish Examiner.
What's your man Ming on?
The Ghost Estate, a story of debt and construction, funded by Nama and the taxpayer. No animals were hurt in the making of this movie, although a Dulux dog did stand in as a stunt double for Mick Wallace. Rated 18, not suitable for those in negative equity.
Karen's Kid!
The weather forecast, in association with Xanax, the only sunshine in your life.
Good evening from Wet Erin. Well, we have had a very mild autumn to date, as harmless and bland as a Nuala Carey floral skirt from Debenhams. Not that it would be difficult with Nuala's barometer, but things are going to get a lot cooler this weekend, as cold as a Nora Casey stare. Leather temp, or should I say, the weather temperatures are going to be plunging as low as this Stella McCartney top. You'd need to wrap up in enough layers of clothing that would make you look like Blondie Cuffing after a Sunday roast, because conditions will reach freezing in places and could go as low as minus Scrawny showing in the Midlands. Saturday night will be coldest. I hope to be at home wrapped in a sheepskin rug in front of a roaring fire, a glass of finest Merlot in one hand and a feather duster in another. Don't ask. Sunday will be nippy too, so time for Miriam O'Callaghan to give her Penny's tops back to her daughters and slip into something that more befits her, like a nice sweater from Dunn's and a rug over her legs. Don't forget to stay tuned for the weather for the deaf, in which I'll be wearing a very loud Orla Kiley lampshade. Good night.
Next week on Callan's Kicks, fear spreads across the nation as the man we thought was locked up for years is finally released.
I'm free, and I will be doing tough interviews if they pay me €1 million.
With atrocious ratings, Labour starts the call for leadership changes.
This is one of our worst performances for many years. Therefore, the time has come for the resignation of David Moyes.
And Michael Noonan makes the tough decisions on Budget Day.
I think I'll go for the beef today. No, wait, the salmon with roasties. No, wait, mash. Can you do coleslaw as well?
Join us next Friday after Drive Time on RT Radio 1.